Texas rushes to aid victims of historic Hill Country flooding. By Randy Clark on July 21, 2026. Texas Governor Greg Abbott updated the public on the state's response to damage from the catastrophic flooding in central Texas and the Hill Country, highlighting rebuilding efforts now underway. The historic flooding last week came less than 2 weeks after the one-year anniversary of a similar flood that took the lives of 139 people in the region. During a Monday afternoon press conference, Abbott thanked the media for providing timely information to the public about the pending flood that likely helped save lives. The governor also thanked rescuers, first responders, and military personnel dispatched to the area to assist in rescues and flood cleanup. According to Abbott, the civic leaders who briefed him earlier in the day say this July's flooding event was worse than last year as far as the amount of water levels are concerned. Area leaders attributed the reduced fatalities during this year's flood event to preparedness and sirens installed in the Kerrville area. The National Weather Service, NWS, has designated the deluge that struck areas of central Texas and Hill County as a 1 in 1,000-year event after some areas received nearly 30 inches of rainfall over just a few days. The amount of rain that fell on the drought-stricken region was the equivalent of half a year's worth of precipitation, according to the New. Abbott emphasized the magnitude of the deluge, saying, "The high water mark in this flooding event crested at Comfort at 37.08 feet on Thursday. Right now that water level is about 5 feet. Where we are right now and going forward for the next few days, our largest concerns are around the Nueces River. Evacuations will continue in areas like Uvalde, where the Nueces is one of four rivers that flow in and around the Uvalde area." Abbott warned that communities downstream from central Texas will face threats in the coming days as the floodwaters continue to move downstream in those four rivers, saying, "We also remain concerned at this time for Catula, Tilden, and Carrizo Springs. They remain threatened by high and rising waters." Abbott warned residents not to lower their readiness just because the rain has subsided, as the tributaries have not reached their peak in those downstream communities. Abbott addressed the next phase of actions in the areas initially flooded in central Texas and the Hill Country, telling reporters, "As the floodwaters are receding in most of these areas, we are now transitioning into the process of the cleanup and the rebuilding. The state is working and will continue to work with local officials to expedite debris removal as well as to accelerate the rebuilding process." Abbott explained the contents of a disaster declaration issued specifically for 59 counties that would allow for reimbursement to local communities impacted by the floods, in addition to an emergency disaster declaration for 28 counties asking for federal assistance for recovery efforts. The latter was signed by President Trump and announced by FEMA on Saturday, just one day after Abbott signed the declaration. In a Saturday press release, FEMA announced the ramifications of the declaration that read in part, specifically, "FEMA is authorized to identify, mobilize, and provide at its discretion, equipment and resources necessary to alleviate the impacts of the emergency. Emergency protective measures, limited to direct federal assistance, will be provided at 75% federal funding." The Texas Department of Transportation provided information on the extent of roadway and highway infrastructure damage that left major highways closed for days during the flooding event. In some cases, entire communities were cut off from surrounding cities after roads were flooded by rising water that, in one instance, caused the collapse of a portion of a bridge just outside Uvalde, Texas. Breitbart Texas spoke to one employee for Southern Pacific Railroad who says the waters also damaged rail lines near Nipa, Texas. Swift-moving floodwaters caused erosion that displaced rock support beds under the rail line. The rail line runs alongside Texas Highway 90, which was shut down for days after the initial night of flooding near Uvalde. According to Abbott, thus far the state has deployed more than 2,700 personnel, more than 1,400 vehicles, more than 115 boats, and more than 21 aircraft to assist in rescues and recovery efforts in the affected regions. Abbott says the state has rescued more than 500 people during this flood event. The governor provided statistics on resources sent to the area and the number of affected structures and houses as of Monday, saying in Kerr County alone, most of the flood-damaged structures are single-family homes, indicating a substantial need for long-term housing solutions during the recovery process. Nearly 500 homes and 100 businesses sustained damage in Kerr County alone, according to Abbott. Breitbart, Texas toured the impacted areas in the Texas Hill Country on Thursday and witnessed the flooded Guadalupe River flowing through Kerrville, Texas, and surrounding communities. The primary Highway 16 bridge spanning the Guadalupe River in downtown Kerrville was closed by authorities after a large floatmaster barge struck and lodged against the bridge after floating downstream in the floodwaters. Authorities say thus far the floods have claimed the lives of two people, one man in Uvalde and another in Comfort, Texas. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, @RandyClarkJ.